Hey, Plies, you ready? Let's go. Hey.
7 days a week, a full-time baller. Thug and a goon, whatever you want to call it. You hate for nothing, because I'm going to get money regardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless. With me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hey, we've got a fantastic show. A lot of things have been happening, but right now, I'm having a little beverage. I don't know if you guys know. There's Trader Joe's is in this area. There's a lot of Trader Joe's. There's a Trader Joe's not too far from me. I'm sipping cheap wine tonight. It's $3 buck chuck. Used to be $2 buck chuck, and it's $3 buck chuck. Worth every penny. Because after you make it through the first three or four swallows, it's excellent. You know, it's like prison. Like I would know. Anyway, you're listening to Radio Irregardless. This is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. And I am your host, Mark Scalia. And we do this every single Wednesday, and we do it live. And that's how you can listen. You can listen live through my website, markscalia.com. And if you want to be part of the chat, which we have a bunch of people listening right now, and they're chatting it up, you can listen through our broadcasting site, Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. And the third way is if you cannot listen live, because that's the best way to do it. But if you can't listen live... You can listen to the downloaded version of the show. It's downloaded. It's actually uploaded to iTunes, and it becomes a podcast, so you can listen to it at then. And you can also do things like follow me on Twitter, Mark Scalia. I'm at Mark Scalia, and my website, markscalia.com, as I mentioned. And I'm also on Facebook as Mark Scalia Comedian. As always, we start every show with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Again, the world has lost its fucking mind with terrorism. And I hate to be broadcasting this. I hate it. I hate the fact that this is a fun show and I have to be serious for a moment. And to be honest, I just want to have a good time. I just want to live and let live and do all that shit. But... as you may have heard, the airport in Brussels was attacked by ISIS. And it's the European stuff. I mean, there was Paris, you know, a few months ago and now Brussels and everybody's on lockdown. But, you know, I saw this thing on Facebook and it said that in World War I, Brussels lost like 68,000 of its people. In World War II, it lost 50,000 in World War I. It lost 68,000 in World War II. It was devastated with bombs and all this stuff. And the caption was, if you think ISIS is going to slow us down, think again, which I thought was really good because you quote history for the future, which is good. So it's a terrible thing. A lot of, you know, I think they're up to 34, 35 people who have died and something like 100 and something people have been injured. It's like... and the airport's devastated and, you know, it's everybody. It's terrible. It's terrible that the world we live in can't just, you know, get along. And I hate to say it like that, but yeah, it's like, shit, you know. And I'm drinking the $3 buck chuck. I should be having a good time. And I got to talk about Brussels and stuff like that. And then today, see, I'm in the union. I'm in the SAG-AFTRA union. The president of our union, Ken Howard, died today. And you might have seen him. He was just in The Wedding Ringer with Kevin Hart. And he was best known for being the coach on The White Shadow. Yeah. From 1978.
This was the theme, by the way.
But we have things to look forward to. Today was almost 60 degrees, and of course it's going to get down to sub-zero tonight, and then it may get up to 40 tomorrow. Crazy. It's snowing in Denver, but yet it's beautiful in Kansas City. So whatever, you got to figure that out. So, but we're getting close, because we can't complain about the spring, because we had a great fucking winter compared to last year. So if this spring sucks, what are you going to do? Here's the thing. Facebook is just going bananas. But everybody is supercharged over the election. And I understand. But the thing is, Facebook is not, and I'm saying this to everybody, and this is me on the internet, and this is my opinion. This show is my opinion. I get it. You can listen or not listen. But I'm not trying to go, I know better. I'm just saying this is what I think. On Facebook, it's all about the let's denounce Trump or let's denounce Hillary or let's make fun of Bernie or let's shit on Cruz. And I'm fucking tired of it. And people are actually unfriending each other. Like that means anything, by the way, really. Like it really means anything. It doesn't matter. Like I don't even know I lost you as a friend. That's how it fucking works on Facebook. You get a notification when somebody wants to be your friend. You get no notification when they go fuck yourself. They don't say anything about that. Like, people are unfriending people because they're putting political things. I have just blocked posts, and that's all I do. I just block posts because I can't fucking take it anymore. Now, most of you may know I'm conservative. I'm a very conservative person. I'm not fucking brainless, but certainly I'm not, bah, 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 bah. You know, I'm not that. I miss the days when somebody could just be bitter on their house and didn't fucking hurt anybody else. And it's not my job to educate you. As an American citizen, it's your job to educate yourself. And by that token, it's not your job to educate me. That's what I'm saying. And if you want to unfriend people because they post shit, because here's the thing. I'm an actor and a comic, so I get fucking double the amount of fucking propaganda you guys do, I'm sure. It's just insane. So I can't take it anymore. So I've switched. I've switched off completely. I play Halo. I got all the skulls, the skull achievement. So there's all these achievements, so I got a bunch of that. So I played a little bit today, very, very little. But I started catching up on Daredevil season fucking 2. Oh, my God. I don't want to ruin for anybody, but I'm going to binge watch the shit out of that bitch. Just fucking boom, boom. I think I'm only on episode 4, and I got like 8 more to go. And I'm like, And of course, you know, the Punisher is in it, and he's really fucking cool. I mean, he's fucking cool. But it's so good because I'm a huge comic book guy. I really am. Like, I did some sound check stuff, so I played Superman and Batman themes. And then, of course, I played From a Tribe Called Quest, Scenario, which that was my God, I was so late 80s, early 90s. You know, I was into that. And Tribe Called Quest was this easy. It wasn't gangsta shit, but you could listen to it. And you could either get really drunk and just be chilling out or smoke a shitload of weed and be chilling out or both. I don't even know. But comic book stuff, totally love it. And here's the thing. I was in Kingston a couple weeks ago and they go, oh, do you want to see the new Civil War trailer? And I was like, I don't know if I want to see it. I don't want to see anything. And that's the one where Spider-Man comes in at the end when he goes under ruse and Spider-Man comes up and steals Captain America's shield. And it's in the trailer and I did not know it. And I fucking popped a cog. I was like, you fucking assholes. You made me watch that. Now I have to wait. And then, of course, I see all these GIFs about how they show Spider-Man in the trailer and like Kermit the Frog is losing his mind. Like everybody losing their mind. It's a really funny GIF. And it was totally me. Like I lost my shit because Spider-Man was in a movie. I've seen Spider-Man. I've seen him in the Tobey Maguire ones, in the Amazing Spider-Man movies. I've seen him in movies. But it's so different when he's in the fucking Civil War. It's so different. And I was like popping a cog. And then, of course, this Friday, Batman versus Superman. And a lot of reviews are saying it sucks. A lot of reviews are saying it's fucking terrible. But here's what I got. I'm going to play a quick game with you guys. And we haven't played this in a little bit because I haven't put any effort into it. But we're going to play a little Cover Me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come in and cover me. Now, we were talking about a lot of early 80s stuff that I really got into. Do you guys remember this song? This was by Club Nouveau, which became Club Nouveau after the Timex Social Club got sued by Timex. Yes, it's Lean On Me by Club Nouveau, and this was in 1986. But do you know there was an original? Of course you do. It was in 1972, a good 14 years earlier, by Bill Withers. On me, brother. Yeah, and this is like, this is the coolest part of the song.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Sing it with me.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
All right, I'm not strong. I'm thinking through about Chuck. Hey, ain't happening. How about this one? This song came out in 1983. I was 17 years old. Listen to this. And I was dating a 19-year-old girl from Everett. We went on a couple dates, and we made out like a motherfucker. And this is years ago, so I could talk about it. I was a child. My God, it was 30 years ago. So if my wife is listening, which she is, she should not be jealous in any way, shape, or form. I was a child. And we listened to this. Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, yeah, we did. Have a little sip of Three Buck Chuck while we segue into the music.
I know it's late. I know you're weary.
Come on, everybody.
I know you're playing.
That's with Kenny Rogers.
Don't include me.
And Sheena Easton.
Still here we are.
Yeah, we got tonight.
Both of us lonely.
Yeah.
Longing for shelter.
But did you know, see, I didn't know this. I know you haven't heard this song in years.
Why should we worry?
But there is an original. See, I thought that was the original. But this is not the original. The original was done in 1978 by a Mr. Bob Seger. This was the original.
I know you're weary. I know your plans don't include me. Still here we are, both of us lonely, longing for shelter from all that we see.
All right, that's making me sleepy. I was like, I'm drinking Three Buck Chuck and I'm going to fall asleep. We got a theme going. We really do. Here's the other one. Remember this from 1994?
But
no,
oh, no,
oh, yeah, man.
Because your love,
yeah, your love won't wait. Yes, it was Big Mountain. Randy, you're killing it tonight. It was Big Mountain from 1994. But see, I didn't remember that song. I was like, oh, they redid it, because I remember the 1988 version. This is by Will to Power. The original from Peter Frampton. From 76.
Don't,
it keeps going.
Hesitate, 'cause your love won't wait.
The only song he doesn't go wah, 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 wah.
Ooh, baby, I love you, wait.
I got my lighter out, by the way.
Wanna tell you I love you, wait.
It's on my app, because I'm not used to use real fire. I'm not supposed to use real fire. We're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we have, and he's actually chatting it up online, Randy Williams, very funny guy. And during the break, I wish you all a happy Easter because we get some history coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Easter, the holiest day of the Christian calendar, a celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead.
I'm back.
So what does this miracle have to do with a bunny delivering painted eggs? The answer lies in 100 generations of rituals and customs. Jesus Christ and his apostles entered Jerusalem to observe Passover. After the Passover supper, Jesus was arrested.
Are we under arrest?
No. We just brought you in for questioning.
And on what is now called Good Friday, he was crucified. 2 days later, he rose from the dead.
Hello, boys! I'm back!
Originally, Easter was celebrated 2 days after Passover, so it fell on any day of the week. But Easter Wednesday just didn't feel right.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Easter Sunday would be the first Sunday to follow the full moon after the spring equinox. As Christianity spread throughout Europe, different pagan customs blended into the holidays. In fact, the actual word Easter may have come from Estra, the goddess of spring and fertility.
These heathens ain't gonna stand still and listen to this.
Which brings us to the Easter egg. So when did that Easter bunny hop into the scene?
Here's Easter rabbit, hooray! And a happy Easter rabbit. Here, kid, have an egg. I want an Easter egg.
Easter is also the time for families to gather and welcome spring, when new life emerges after the dead of winter.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Hey, what's up? This is Joanne Britton. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Online, you know, online, the internet, that thing you guys use every day. Listen to it. I'm not funny on the spot.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And joining me via Skype is the aforementioned Randy Williams, everybody.
Hey, Mark. How's it going there?
It's going good. This is like we never talked before. This is perfect. It's perfect. So, yeah, it's good that you put all the Peter Frampton stuff in there. And again, my... Like, in my later years, I know that to be true, but when I was that young, I was like, oh, I think that's, I thought those songs were brand new. And then, of course, yep. I learned them, and I'm like, wow, these songs are fucking older than I thought.
Yep. Now, UB40, that was like the ultimate cover band from the whole 80s. Oh. Their entire career, all they did was cover Neil Diamond, Elvis, yep. and, you know, just, you know, terrible reggae versions, electric reggae versions,
yeah,
and number one every time.
That was
over and over again.
It's so weird because I actually did them. They've been I have quote unquote featured them as
no kidding
part of the Cover Me. Oh yeah, yeah. Because Cover Me.
There
is
you go.
Man, how old you be? You be 40. Here we go.
I be 41.
Yeah, they've done this one, which was covered.
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. And they of course. What other one did they do?
They had I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, Elvis.
Oh, by Elvis,
from,
yes.
Oh, shit. What soundtrack was that? The one where Sharon Stone gets fucked in the ass in a shower.
Okay.
No, that one.
Okay. I don't know. That's a bizarre reference just right
that
away.
Sorry, but my apologies for the profanity. It is accurate. It's a thing that happens.
You could have said Sharon Stone got a little anal. You know,
that would have been that too. That too.
Was it the Mike Douglas movie?
No, Sliver. Is that it?
I don't know. I never saw Sliver.
Damn it. I'm thinking on the movie.
I was never a big Sharon Stone fan. Like, I thought Sharon Stone was kind of cute in Total Recall.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that whole, what's the movie that the whole, the Wishy Crossers and
Across. Basic Instinct.
I was like, she is fucking psychotic. And I dated chicks like that. And I'm like, I'm not dating fucking crazy. None. I can't do it.
I was right. Yeah, there we go. So Sliver was the follow-up to Basic Instinct, and it was a whole big thing where, oh, yeah, you saw her cooch before. Now she's going to get even wilder. She doesn't get any wilder. They don't actually show anything, and it's a terrible movie, and yeah, don't watch it.
What was the Glenn Close movie? And
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. It's all that stuff. It was just that whole Basic Instinct. It's so funny when you get the joke just as you fucking say it. Oh my God, that's brilliant. I wish I was drinking more. I really do. Have you had Two Buck Chuck, by the way?
I sad to say, I am not a drinker, which is really weird in comedy to be not a drinker.
No,
but
that's not weird. A lot of guys are in the program. A lot of guys don't drink. A lot of guys abstain. And that's fine all the way around. So
I'm happy to drive you wherever you need to get and know that I've got GPS and no alcohol in my system. Just cocaine.
Just the crank. Just
right. Do you prefer, I'll get there faster.
Do you prefer not to drink or you just...
I've drunk alcohol 4 or 5 times in my life. Just a personal thing. I had family that wasn't struggled pretty hard with it when I was a kid.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
You know what's really screwed up? My father drank for a long time and then stopped just arbitrarily. My mother never drank and my father never drank. Well, since I was, my mother would go to a club and she'd order a Shirley Temple. That was her thing. It's like I'm a social drink. Right. But I mean, even when I was a kid, I was just like, blah, 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 blah. I was going through it. So,
right. I'll drink a glass of the cranberry juice in front of you. Oh, you got a Cape Codder there? Yeah, that's what. don't worry about it.
My brother says he has GPS and no alcohol, and I have GHB and lots of
Oofies.
Alcohol. Why is it? It's not GHB, isn't it? Chris, you're THC. That's what you are.
He roofied himself.
Yeah, he should. He should roofie himself.
That way he can take advantage of himself later. It'll be great.
Why do I not know the chemical? I know TLC. Is it TLC?
THC.
THC. TLC is the band. Right.
It's the learning channel. Yeah,
the left eye, and she died. Whatever.
Yes.
I don't fucking know what's going on. See, I'm telling you, this lacing, Trader Joe's, like, oh, we're healthy.
Reebok Chuck, my man.
It's fucking evil, evil. So let's talk about you, Randy. You and I met, I think, now we might have met at another show, but we didn't perform together. We performed together in, and I can't remember the name of the club. It was that bowling
Spare
alley.
Time. Spare Time Bowling Alley, which is a beautiful bowling alley. As bowling alleys go, it's really fancy bowling alley.
If I had to gauge bowling alleys on a 1 to 5, that would be a solid 4.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give you a 4. I would have given it a 5 if there was candlepin.
Oh,
nothing but big ball.
I only do candlepin. I can't do big ball.
Exactly. I bowled for years in the candlepin there in Salem. Sundays, 75 cents a string. Me and my buddies would all go over in the morning, bowl 4 or 5 strings. Shockingly, none of us had girlfriends. Oh, really surprising.
Hey, did you know that candlepin is only a New England thing?
They don't get it, and they don't know what they're missing out on. It's the best.
No, I was like, I go, big balls, little balls. They go, what do you mean, little balls? And I go, little balls, the size of a softball. You throw. They go, they have bowling balls the size of a softball? I go, what the fuck is that? And, of course, this is when I was traveling, and I had the really dialect, and I go, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's called bowling, you fucking hat on.
It's my comic goal in life to get Chris Hardwick to come candlepin bowling with me because his dad was a pro bowler and he's an excellent big ball bowler. And one day that when I get there, that's the apex and I'm done.
Oh, he'd shit his pants. He couldn't fucking tolerate. But yeah, that's where we met. We performed and you did a really. I mean, it was a thin crowd. They were really good. And
you were into it.
Yeah, and you killed it, man. You did great. You talked a lot about your family. Yep. You talked about your family and your son.
Yeah, you talk about what you know. And what I know is that my son is a dick. And that's okay. he's 6.
He's 6.
And, he takes after me. So
wait a minute. Can you be a dick at 6?
Oh, he's succeeding.
He's learning at a young age. That's funny. So you have a 6-year-old son. How long have you been doing stand-up?
Only 3 years. So, in fact, it'll be 3 years this July.
Oh, congratulations.
Yep. I'm a kid. I'm an old person, but young in the game.
Now, you're based out of New Hampshire now, but you used to be in my neck of the woods. Is that true?
Yeah, I grew up in Marblehead, Massachusetts, stone's throw from you.
Yeah.
And moved to New Hampshire about 15 years ago.
Why is that?
I like having a yard that I can mow. and you can't really do that on the salary I was making 15 years ago. down in Marblehead. I could get, you know, maybe half a condo in Marblehead for what I paid for my house up here. My wife and I were renting in and around Boston, Arlington, Cambridge, thereabouts, and then said, yeah, let's move north. Let's homestead. So yeah, been up here ever since. I'm a tech support guy for my day job, so I can work wherever. And worked out of my house for 11 years.
I work out of my house and I love it. I fucking love it. Get up, sit at the computer, make a meal, take a nap. So I put your stuff up in the chat. Now, I got to ask you about this because you're on Twitter and Facebook. But before I get into that, let's talk about your website. Is it Netho?
Netho. Netho.net.
Oh, Netho.
Just to fill you in, I've been doing networking stuff, computer stuff on the internet for 20 years now.
Okay.
And if you think about it, 20 years ago, you probably
there was
were
no
just
internet.
Starting to get on the internet.
Oh, there was, like, AOL was like...
Yeah,
96.
In 1998, I got my own domain, netho.net, thinking, oh, yeah, it'll be a clever thing. Networks for home and office. I'll do a consulting job. Never did it, but hung onto the domain, did a bunch of email off of it, and now it's just part of my life.
So for those of you looking at it, it's
netho.net.
It's netho.net. But here's my thing. In 1996, oh, yeah, because .coms were getting all bought up, so you had to buy .net.
Yep.
That's
somebody
what it
beat
was.
Me to netho.com, which was a shame. Still the worst business decision of my life. In 1997, I owned newyearsparty.com in 1997. I never paid the, like, $20 you needed to keep it.
And you lost
it? And gave it up, not even realizing, you know, every year after that, how incredibly awesome that domain would have been. Kills me to this day. Yep.
Dude, you were there.
Thousands. I was there. I worked with DNS. I worked with the name system. I knew how valuable those domains were.
Oh.
Just stupid.
So that's explaining Netho.
Yep.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is if you want to follow him, and please do that, because, you know, he's a lonely guy up in New Hampshire. He's got a 6-year-old and a wife, and he's in tech support. So he's home, so you can stalk him all the time. Free stalk him through Twitter and Facebook. He's at RW. Now, let me spell this out for you. It's AREDUBYA. So it's RW.
That's
now,
exactly it.
Now, explain why RW.
That's my initials.
I know. That's
what... I'll tell you why, Mark. It's because I'm a master of branding.
It only took me 20 years to sell
I'm
off.
I'm an idiot. I've been using that name online since you know, 20 years ago.
You
are
not...
I just sort of threw it on every site that comes along, including Twitter.
You are not.
One of these days, I'll get a decent handle.
You are not promoting yourself as a good web person, by the way.
Oh, no, I'm a terrible web person. I'm good at making the stuff between it all go together.
So,
stuff on the ends? No, terrible.
How about RW? Right. But, you know, nobody else has got it, so congratulations.
There you go.
Oh, my God, that is funny. So it's just RW. Now, how come you don't buy the domain name RW.com?
It's a good question. Again, master of branding.
So what made you want to get into comedy?
A few things. First off, I had a health scare that kind of prompted me into saying, you should probably do things that are awesome and cool and fun. And stand-up is one of those things I always wanted to try to do and I thought I could do. And I have two friends that I went to high school with that are both fairly successful stand-ups. One that's a huge Twitter guy and now has a show on the BBC, actually not on the BBC, on in England, the other one. The independent channel there, I4, Channel 4. He's got a huge show there called Catastrophe. A guy named Rob Delaney. He and I did shows together all through high school.
Really?
And he was not funny.
So why don't you call in a chip?
One of these days.
Tell him about your extensive knowledge of web hosting. I'm sorry. That was rude, but it was fucking funny.
It's all right.
So
I recognize it for what it is.
That's fine.
Excellent branding decision.
Anyway, you got a health scare. What was the health scare, by the way? If you know,
I had a heart attack at age 38.
What? Really?
Yeah, really. I have a cardiac abnormality that triggered it.
So oh, my God.
I had to drop about 40 pounds. I run all the time now. Yeah, I'm a changed man since that age. And, I want to stick around for my kid and my wife. They kind of like me most of the time.
Well, I saw that you just did the thing for New Year for St. Patrick's Day. You did a run. Was it a shuffle?
Yeah. Shamrock Shuffle up in Manchester. It was a 2-mile race. They usually do different kinds of themes and charities. This one was themed around day drinking white people, and it was awesome. Me and 3,000 of my whitest friends.
Day drinking white people. I think I need a little more 3-buck truck. That's what I think I need.
Sip.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, let's take our second break. I'm going to refill. And here's what we got. We got a little sampling, just a little snippet, a quick little a 30-second clip of Randy doing a little bit of stand-up at the Comedy Studio. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
His aloofness has been described as apathetic. He doesn't lean left or right. His Facebook status is whatever. He once had a 3-hour conversation with a woman and only said 3 words in the last minute. He is the most uninterested man in the world.
I don't often drink beer. I don't really care what I drink. Stay thirsty, my friends.
This is Jody Sloan, and I am listening to Radio Irregardless. And honestly, the games were really stressful for me. You know what? I don't even know if I recommend this show. If you have any kind of anxiety disorder, don't even bother.
I love the internet. Big fan of the internet. You love the internet. You love the internet. It's great for us. And we found this great site. I found this great site the other day. It actually teaches you how to male masturbate. Can you believe that? A site that teaches you how to male masturbate. Sure, you go on. It's called Chat Roulette. There's all these guys. Like every 10 seconds, another guy. Different techniques and stuff. And it's a volunteer site. So I'm there on weekends now, once a day. And it works out pretty well for me.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that was a sampling of Randy Williams.
One of my first closers.
That is fun. So I'm catching my breath because I ran downstairs. And of course, it was like I did last week. I ran all the way downstairs. I grabbed a beer. And this way, I was like, oh, I've got 2 minutes. I can do that. But I still run like I'm not going to have enough time. And then I come back and I'm like, okay.
Oh, poor Karen.
Then speaking of marriage, how long have you been married?
It'll be 15 years this June.
15.
I met her on the internet 18 years ago.
was she on your website?
before dating websites, before any of that shit. It was an online text-based game.
What? Really?
Really.
What did you meet her playing?
It was an online game called Infinity. You go from room to room, slaying dragons, casting spells, all in text, like the old game Zork on the Mac and early PCs. If you're
shitting me,
way back.
That's actually pretty sweet.
Super nerds, both of us.
Oh my God! And what does she do? She's not tech, is she?
No, she has the skills. I always wanted her to be a programmer. She would have kicked so much ass at it. But no, she's a stay-at-home mom.
What did she do before?
A bunch of different stuff. She worked in jewelry. She worked for TD Bank for a little while. She's had a wide and varied career.
But she's not into stand-up or anything like that, or she's got no affiliation.
No, the one time she came to see me, I actually had a really great set, whole room roaring. She sat there with her hand on her fist the whole time. Just, Okay. a lot of head shaking. No, she prefers America's Funniest Home Videos. A lot of, you know, if a guy's getting hit in the junk, she's all set.
Why is that funny? Like, I think it's, you know,
never
so
quite gotten
I'll be honest with you. If I see a woman getting kicked in a crotch, I don't think it's as funny.
Oh, well, there's not much to kick there.
Well, there's internal plumbing and you can still fuck up.
Right.
I mean, but think of it like this. If I took my hand and put the palm, like palm down, like facing the ground, and I just flicked a woman's nipple see how funny that is? That's like, I would just smack the boobies. I would just like smack them, and I would take both hands and I would just smack the boobies like bongos. I would smack like a follow through. I'd follow through in the smack. That's what I would do.
Mark, the internet was made for you.
I don't know. No, it wasn't. No, no, I've never, I can't, I think I got through, I think I got through about all of 15 seconds with two girls in a cup. I couldn't.
Oh, wow.
No, I couldn't. Not even 15 seconds.
Ugh.
Like, Paul just wrote, oh, my God, like a speed bag. No, who are you? He says, my name is Chuck, and I cost $3. That's my check. Anyway, you know, I started the segue. You had health issues, and then you started doing stand-up. And did you always want to do stand-up? Or
I always loved stand-up. Back in, you know, back in the boom of the 80s, I watched all the, you know, Evening at the Improv, all the late night, comic strip late night shows. I watched Saturday Night Live religiously from like the 83 season on. I always loved sketch and stand-up. I was reciting Monty Python sketches when I was in kindergarten. Thanks to PBS. So, I've always been a comedy guy.
See, I was actually the opposite. See, I loved all this stuff, but I never had the balls to do it. But I would love, like, Dick Van Dyke and Monty Python. And I got into Monty Python kind of late. I was, like, 17, 18. So you've been at it 3 years, mostly in Maine. I see you coming down here quite a bit now.
Yeah, I get out where I can. So, you know, mostly southern New Hampshire, occasionally down to Massachusetts, and I'm doing a show in Maine tomorrow night. I have yet to have a bad show in Maine. For whatever reason, it's a good luck charm. It's you know, every single gig has been phenomenal.
You know, for a while, Maine only had one room, and it was Portland. Yeah. It was a Portland Comedy Connection. That was it. And then, you know, whatever, all should have happened.
When that went down, the comics brought, you know, what they could back at different rooms. There's a lot of great guys up there. You know, Mark Turcotte's terrific. Aaron Willows is great. You know, there's a bunch of guys starting places. So, and that's really what it comes down to. When the major room goes away, somebody's got to bring something together.
You see, I'm going back, you know, 20 years when clubs were working, you know, 5, 6, 7 nights a week. So
I'm on, obviously, since I've started so late, I'm on the other side of that. I'm kind of on the podcast revolution side of it. Learning about gigs through Facebook and through different regional groups. Wherever I travel for work, I get gigs wherever I can. I'm gonna do a bunch of open mics out in North Carolina next week.
Oh, good for you.
Stuff out in California last 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, wherever I can, I do.
Maybe we'll talk at some point. I'll see if I can see if I can help you out with anything down there.
Be fantastic.
Well, you know, speaking of helping me out, I like to play games, and I used to play some games where I'd play some audio, and then whoever was my guest, they would guess and stuff like that. But then I got bored of that. For each of my guests, I customize a little game, a little trivia thing, and I've written something especially for you, my friend.
What did you say his name was again?
His name is Ricky Bobby.
He's got two first names.
Yes, he's got two first names. And here's my thing. I've said this for years. I go, never trust anybody with two first names. I have a guest on my show, Randy Williams. Now, technically, not two first names.
I was going to say, that S is very important.
The S is important, but let's just say you've inspired this game. Let's just say that. You're going to play a game with me, and you're also going to be playing directly against my listeners. Now, you are, of course, online as well, so you can chat things in. But you might have known when we went live, because I had called you, the listeners experience a internet delay. So,
excellent. So they have a handy.
Now, the advantage is that you and I can speak directly, and that's your advantage. The disadvantage is there's more of them than of you, my friend.
That's fair.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play this game. I actually did a little bit of research today, and there are a lot of celebrities and well-known people that have two first names. Let's do them in category, like as if they were the Spice Girls. There would be the hot two named people, which would be Jennifer Lawrence, Katy Perry, Halle Berry.
All right.
There you go. There would be the funny people, which would be one of my favorites, Danny Kaye, Fred Willard, Spencer Tracy, and Neil Simon. There's the sporty ones, Hank Aaron, clothes designer, Ralph Lauren.
Jeez.
And somebody I never thought about, Bruce Willis. I never put together that he had two first names. We can even go scary. It'll be a little scary. How about Jack Nicklaus? He's the golfer. Who's the golfer?
Klaus.
That's, yes, Jack Nicholson. That's right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. It is. It's Jack Nicklaus. I should have went with scary and sporty. Actually, Nicholas is under sporty, and okay, I'm just going to change it. You corrected me. There we go. So there is no scary. I can save a line. Boom. There we go. And of course, we can go with even the nutty and the crazy version of George Lucas.
Jerry Lewis.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say the topic, and you have to name some of the people. Now, here's the thing. If you name them before the audience, you get a point.
Right.
If they do it, then they get a point. Here we go. I'd like to see more. Name famous people who have Seymour in their name.
Stephanie Seymour?
Correct. Hopefully you can name the other one I have before the
Seymour
audience.
Seymour Butts?
What is it? Seymour? No, that's a porn. That's not a real name. It is Jane Seymour, one of my favorites. Oh, my
Jane
God.
Seymour.
Oh, my God. I would. Oh, I want to take it out right now. I swear to God.
Please,
no. Philip Seymour Hoffman does not count. Oh. Hoffman is not a first name. So it's Jane Seymour and Stephanie Seymour. But technically, let's see. I'll give the audience a point and you a point. Okay,
excellent.
Here we go. Talking Tomcat, you have to name people who have Thomas in their name.
Got Thomas Jane, the actor.
Thomas Jane, yes.
Yep.
That's one.
Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas, yes. Who's Henry Thomas, Kim?
I don't know. Very good.
Who's Henry Thomas?
E.T. He's the kid in E.T., right? Oh, Philip Michael Thomas. That's three.
That's
shit.
A trifecta right there. You're losing against the audience because none of these are up there. I have Danny Thomas, Dave Thomas, and Clarence Thomas. Wow. Wow. Let's just say they smoked you on that one. Okay. You know what he'll do?
That's tough.
They smoked you on that one. So I'll give you one. I'll give them one because that's just a smoking. Smoking. Here we go. They fuck it. That's the Thompson twins. My wife. My wife. I will give you this. John Wayne, two first names, played a character called Cahill, U.S. Marshal. I want you to name people that have Marshall in their name.
Marshall Dillon.
Marshall Dillon
Gary Marshall
is one.
And Penny Marshall.
That's right. I got one more if you want to give it to me.
Marshall.
Famous Supreme Court Justice, by the way.
Oh, Thurgood Marshall.
Thurgood Marshall. There we go. You know something? I'm going to give you one of these. There you go. That's perfect. Because you got all three of the ones I put.
Nice.
Marshall Falk. Falk is not a first name unless you is your last name. So you get that point right away. I'll give you that. Oh, by the way, Wayne Newton would actually cover it as that as well. Because it would be John Wayne and Wayne Newton. Here we go. How about Shaken, Not Stirred, and Lose the Eye? You have to name people who have the name Martin in their name.
Oh, Steve Martin, Dean Martin, Kelly Martin.
Who's Kelly Martin? Damn it.
Martin Lawrence.
My brother got that first, though. Dean Martin.
Oh, shit.
You got to go. Martin Short. Short is not a fucking two-word name. You fucking crazy bitches. Stop it. It's got to be two first names. It's Dean and Martin, two first names. Short is not a first name. It's a name if your first name is really. That's what it is. Yes, there is Dean Martin. There is Martin Steve Lawrence. Martin. Yeah. Martin Short. No, not Martin Short. I did it again. Dean Martin,
I got,
Steve
I got
Martin.
Three there, though. That was pretty solid.
Who's Helen Martin? You mean Helen Mirren? How about Ricky Martin? Did you get that one?
Oh, I didn't. That's,
no.
That's good.
How about Andrea Martin? We were just talking about that last week.
Yep.
Martin Mall. Mall is not a first name.
Unless Darth is your first name.
So you know something? I'm gonna have to give that to you, actually. Because the audience is fucking drunk, I think. And I'm the one drinking, and they are like fucking, oh, it's Martin Short. So I'm going to give you the shaken, not stirred, because you said Dean Martin, Steve Martin, and I think you said...
Martin Lawrence.
You said Martin Lawrence, but slightly after my brother. But you're thinking, how about Dick Martin? Remember Dick Martin?
Yeah, the laugh-in.
Yes, it was Dean Martin, Ricky Martin, Andrea Martin, Dick Martin, and Steve Martin, all first names. Okay, how about Jesus. This one? Here's a two-parter. If I said, great Scott! Name the actor who that's a famous
Christopher Lloyd.
It's Christopher Lloyd. Oh my goodness. There we go. So Christopher Lloyd, correct. A two first namer. I want you to name at least three people with a first or last name of Scott, but they have to have two first names.
Scott Glenn.
Scott Glenn. That's one. Come on. The audience may get you on this one.
Blanking.
Scott Kahn? No.
Scott Kahn, and no, he's a Kahn's not a first name.
Montgomery Scott. Is Montgomery a first name? No. No, no. Montgomery's a last name. Scott Glenn. You already said Scott Glenn. Come on, there's like three. I got three
I'm
others.
I'm thinking.
Famous weatherman.
Barry Scott.
Who? No. How old is she today?
Oh, Willard Scott.
That's right. That's two. I'm giving them to you. Here we go. Famous director. Yes, directed Aliens.
Ridley Scott.
That's correct. And a famous, he played a famous general. Yes, Montgomery Scott, technically. I will do that. Yes, I'll give that to you. Who's Kristen Scott Thomas?
Oh, wow, Kristen Scott Thomas. Another threefer.
Who's that?
George C. Scott. There he is.
Yes, George C. Scott was my last one.
Blanking on that. Like, who the hell played Patton? I know who it is.
Yes, and who is Kristen Scott Thomas?
She's She's an actress. She was in The English Patient.
Again, who is Kristen? <I don't, laughs> like, I'm drinking $3 wine, and you tell me about the
one English. Good movie.
You would, like, mention the fucking BBC, and I'm like, yeah, I drink $3 wine from fucking Trader Joe's, bro. I'm going to look back. They got Montgomery Scott, which is Scotty's first name. They
got Scott Thomas is pretty hot.
They got that's Scott.
That's a good.
You know something? I'm going to have to give it to them because I gave you two of them. So you get nothing.
I think that's very fair.
Okay. You have to name somebody who's got a first name or last name of Stewart. Go.
Stewart Scott. Payne Stewart.
Payne Stewart. Nope. Will not allow Payne Stewart. Stewart Scott. What? Who's Stewart Scott?
Payne's his first name.
Doesn't matter. It's not a real first name. Jimmy Stewart's one of them. They're catching up.
Jimmy Stewart.
They're catching up. I don't know. Famous baker. Kristen Stewart. Boom. That's two. They got you. Come on.
I'm thinking.
Come on. Do you think I'm sexy? Do you think I'm sexy?
Rod Stewart.
Come on. Keep up. All you need is one more and you'll beat him. Make it show.
Patrick Stewart.
Stewart Smalley. Smalley is not her first name. Come on. Famous baker.
Patrick Stewart.
They put her
got
in,
that one.
They put her in jail for a while.
Oh, Martha Stewart.
That's right. Let's see. They got he got Martha already. So they got Jimmy.
They got Jimmy.
They got Kristen. You got Martha, Patrick, and Rod. You know something? I'm going to give it to you. One. There's two more. See if the audience. Now the audience. Stewart Scott. Who's Stewart Scott?
He was a sports center broadcaster.
Oh, and you said Stewart Scott, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so
first thing I said.
All right, so we're moving on to the next category. How about custom fit? Let's play custom fit. You have to name somebody with a first or last name of Taylor, and they must have two first names.
Rip Taylor, Elizabeth Taylor.
Rip Taylor's not a first name.
Rip's his first name.
No, it's got to be a real first Taylor, name.
Shit.
You said Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Correct. Rip Torn.
See, Rip's a first name.
No, it's not. Come on, keep going.
I'm thinking this is harder. You got the list in front of you. And a bottle of $3 Jack.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
James Taylor,
right? I play football for a living.
I'm thinking.
If you get this one and they don't, or they get this one and you don't, you're fucked because now it's all tied up. Now I have to do the last one.
This is tough.
My brother will know
Lawrence
this.
Taylor. He just got it. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
LT, my friend.
Yep.
All right. Now, other than the people who we've mentioned, there are several three first named people who are famous. If you can name the three I have, other than the ones we've already listed, I have three. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Correct.
Shoot.
Come on.
Somebody else with a Lee.
Sean William Scott. My brother got that. Oh, shit. Come on. You got to name one more. You got 12 seconds. Come on.
Heather Lee Thomas.
Heather Lee Thomas. Yes, I will do that. Oh! Fucking believable. Here's another little bit of trivia. You said Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yep.
Three first names. The guy who killed him, Jack Ruby.
Oh, that's right. Two first names.
Two
Lincoln's secretary.
Yes. Neil Patrick Harris, my brother got. Very good. I would have also accepted Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yep.
And
trying to think of the Lees.
And Jan Michael Vincent.
Oh, very good.
Interesting game. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our third and final break. I'm going to tabulate the scores. And then I'm going to ask Randy the three questions I ask of all of my guests. Tell us about your first time, your best time, and your worst time. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Hi, this is Paul Kravitz. You're listening to Radio Irregardless, hosted by Mark Scalia. Or is it with? I don't know, but you're listening to it, and that's the important thing.
So I'm doing my best, trying to, you know, work out logistics with my wife. I'm 5'10". My wife is 5 feet. Now, I'm not talking, you know, I'm not going to confess too much. It's not that I have an enormous penis. I have a reasonable penis. It's a good penis. It's a decent penis. It's not carnival penis or jungle penis. It's, you know, if you saw it on the street, you would go, oh, penis. You'd go, oh, all right, nice penis there. You got a good penis. It's a Honda Civic of penises. Yeah, compact, true, but roomy, affordable. Come here, Sir Dragon Lee's here. My wife loves that joke. Now, we are trying, as I said, to make this baby. Anybody else try to have the sex purposefully for baby? I mean, I'm sure many of you have had the sex and made babies and kept some of them, you know, for the most part. And good for you, very responsible. So we're doing our best. The doctor's other advice was pretty straightforward. It was, it was more of a cooking advice that he gave me. He said, we're not going to do any foreplay for you. It's going to be foreplay for your wife only. Said, oh, okay, get the oven preheated. That's good. He said, yeah, no foreplay for you because as every good baker knows, you want to make sure you get the dough in the oven and not all over the kitchen counter. If you could avoid that, that'd be great.
You're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that was, again, another sampling of Randy Williams. Talking
the many
about
and varied dick jokes. Many,
it's actually very funny when you go, the penis is the Honda Civic of penis.
I love that joke.
It's a very funny joke. You don't hear that kind of reference and everything, but that's fucking funny. So once again, you could freestalk him because you don't want him freestalking you. He's at AREDUBYA, pronounced RW, on Twitter and on Facebook as well. So before we let Randy go, and of course you can see his dates, he posts them on netho.com. So Randy, I tabulated the scores and it was tough because the audience was fighting you tooth and nail on that. They were on you the whole way. So let me just say, with a score of 5-4, a squeaker of a victory. You win!
You win. Perfect.
I didn't think you were going to get Stephanie Seymour, by the way.
Oh, just had her on my wall.
Oh, my brother said Sean William Scott, Shannon Elizabeth, Eddie K. Thomas, Thomas Ian Nichols, all actors, actresses, and American Pie. Nothing but first names in that whole fucking movie. Jeez. That is weird. Yes. You know something? It doesn't count if you Google the shit out of it. It really doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, it's fun if you Google it because you know that. But, I missed keeping our brains sharp. And so you win. But a squeaker nonetheless. So before I let you go, tell us about your first, your best, and your worst time on stage, if you would.
Okay. So first time was at the Shaskeen pub up here in Manchester. Had choices of two different rooms, same time, same night, walked into both of them a week before and said, I think I like the Shaskeen thing a little better. And it's the best room in New Hampshire. And I'm thrilled to get up there whenever I get the chance. I'll be up there on April the 13th. So it's a fantastic room. Best room I could have ever started at. Amazing folks. Hmm. Nick LaValle, Dave Carter, those guys are awesome. Best time, besides my feature set there, my first feature would have to be at the San Jose Improv. I went out there for work and did a random open mic and got asked by the producer, the mic, hey, can you stop by San Jose Improv? Yeah, no big, huge, beautiful theater, 300 seater. They had about 200 people in the audience at which feels like an insane quantity at that point in my career. I've only been doing it for about a year and change. And I had a great set for all those people. Felt awesome to be back on a real big stage like that. Worst time, there's a couple, but I'm going to go with the open mic up at Panucci's in Concord. Have you ever done that room?
Oof, yes, I have. I was up there when Jay Grove did the March Madness.
Yeah.
And I actually won that.
Nice.
But you earn the laughs there. You really do. You earn them.
I had a bit about Market Basket. This is back when the Market Basket strike thing was going on. I had a whole big thing about Market Basket, and two Market Basket employees walked in the middle of the set and sat down. The only two people in the audience, and were super pissed that I was running down Market Basket. And afterward, I'm like, guys, I'm on your side. No. Worst set by far.
We're not having it.
So Jay is awesome, and the guys that get up there are super funny guys. I see them all over the place. Toughest room I've ever worked, though, no question.
I hope that you continue on it, man, because you got a lot of funny stuff, and you're getting better and better and funnier and sunnier. And I wish you all the best of luck. And I know I'll see you around at some point soon. So what do you got coming up before I let you go? Any big shows you're gonna want to promote for the listening audience?
As I said, Shaskeen next month on the 13th. I'm all over North Carolina next week. If you check again, netho.net.
You'll never forget it.
You never forget it. I'm actually going to do my first storytelling show later this year too, at Miyamoto's Revenge in Somerville. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, good for you, man.
Different change of pace there.
Good for you. So, yeah, you can check those out and go to netho.com and check them out and follow him again. He's at R-W-A-R-E-D-U-B-Y-A on Twitter and Facebook, and follow him along. That I think you should do that. So, Randy, thanks so much for being part of the show, man. I really appreciate it. You'll never forget your first netho. That's what my brother says. All right, man. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Randy Williams, everybody. Oh, so much fun. The fucking name game is funny. I should have just called it the name game. I really should. But, oh, my God, so funny. So let me tell you where I'm going to be this weekend. Friday night, March 25th, I will be doing a benefit at the Irish American Club in Malden. It's a great fundraiser. It's going to be me, I think Paul Paul Gilligan, I think Sal Vitano, and I'm not exactly sure, but it's going to be a really great thing. And if you can come down there, that'd be great, in Malden, Mass. That's on Friday, March 25th. Saturday, March 26th, I'll be doing another fundraiser up in Old Tingsboro Town Hall in Tingsboro, Mass., which I'm looking forward to that. And then Sunday, here's the thing, everybody. I'm going to be the Easter Bunny.
Fucking kidding. Easter Bunny did this?
All
yeah.
I said was the Easter Bunny at the Menlo Park Mall was more convincing. He just jumped the railing and knocked me down.
He's fucking dead.
There we go. I'm going to be the Easter Bunny. I love doing this gig. I do it every single year. I'll be at the Verve restaurant for their brunch, their Easter brunch. And it is so fun to just put on the costume and just be the Easter Bunny. Little kids love the Easter Bunny, and I love being the Easter Bunny for the kids. And some children are a little afraid, but then I make friends, and I'm looking forward to doing that. So that's where I'm going to be. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring it into the show. Let's just put this fucker to bed. And it's but what's this? Are you doing MMA match Jesus versus Easter Bunny? No, it's just the Easter fucking Bunny, you psychopath. So, guys, as always, want to be part of the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Hey, guys, we will see you next week.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2016. All rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
I was making radio shows for fun.
Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3.